This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We begin today a year ago, the 23rd of March, 2020, early on, as you know, in the days of this pandemic, when maybe not all of us understood how much trouble we were going to be in, public health-wise, mental health-wise, certainly, and economic health-wise as well. And we begin today of last year because we mark two milestones on this Tuesday. First of all, the stock market low of the pandemic. It's been basically straight up since then. Yes, I know, not the economy. Thank you. We offer that just as a marker. Also, a year ago today, the Federal Reserve said it was going to step in and start buying up corporate bonds. That was and is a big deal, the Fed getting into corporate debt. They did it because the market for that debt had just frozen. And the Fed was helping those companies borrow at lower rates, which can be conducive to business. And borrow they did. Corporate debt hit records in 2020, but with the rising interest news of late, as we have been telling you, corporate debt's been getting a little bit more expensive. Marketplace's Justin Ho gets us going.
Investors think about corporate bonds kind of like how they think about government bonds. If you're going to lock up my money for years, you better pay me enough interest to make it worth my while.
They want to be earning a rate of return that is higher than expected inflation.
That's Winnie Caesar at Wells Fargo. She says many investors expect inflation to pick up this year. People are likely to spend more, and that spending could drive up prices, not just for regular consumers, but for companies too.
It could be that a company's cost of labor is increasing. It could be that a company's cost of just raw materials and commodities is increasing.
Those expectations are causing corporate bond yields to rise. But there are also signs of an improving economy, says Kathy Jones, chief fixed income strategist at Charles Schwab, which underwrites this program. Jones says corporate borrowing costs are historically low, and even though they're currently rising,
that shouldn't be an impediment to them investing and continuing to grow the business.
The concern, says Stephen Davidoff Solomon at UC Berkeley, is if rates continue to grow into next year or the following. If rates get too high, he says,
companies won't be able to borrow as much to fund projects. Investment will slow because investment becomes more costly.
Fed Chair Jay Powell said today, although he expects prices to creep up this year, he doesn't think that will have a big or lasting impact on overall inflation. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
As Justin was saying, and just because you will read and or hear about it elsewhere, Fed Chair Jay Powell and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen were up on Capitol Hill today, virtually, of course. The TLDR on that one, too long, didn't read, is that Powell, as Justin said, is still not worried about inflation, and that Yellen gave a vague wave toward tax increases, perhaps being in the offing. The biggest takeaway, honestly, the IT people at the Treasury Department really got to do something about the secretary's home Zoom setup. It's, well, it's not great, I'm telling you.